This is the To The Point podcast. Together with our ERISA attorney, we'll explore key Affordable Care Act and trending compliance topics, all in 15 minutes or less. Now here's our host, Sarah Gillespie.
Welcome to our To The Point podcast. This is Sarah Gillespie. I'm your host. I am the compliance director at Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance in Memphis, Tennessee. And we are joined by Stacey Barrow, our ERISA attorney from Marathas Barrow, Weatherhead, and Lent. Hi, Stacey.
Hi, Sarah.
So in this podcast, we wanted to talk about a recent IRS reversal to the policy on certifying your individual mandate compliance. So think about your tax form 1040 in particular, if you want to know, it's line 61. And it asks, have you had coverage the past 12 months? So, Stacey, I understand that in the last couple of years, it hasn't necessarily been required to certify your coverage, but that's changing for 2017. So what can you tell us about, you know, what was required before and what will be required for 2017 returns?
Sure. So the individual mandate first went into effect in 2014. And since that time, the IRS has allowed individuals to file their tax returns without confirming their compliance with the individual mandate. In other words, you could submit a return without checking the box on line 61 and without submitting the corresponding form, I think it's form 8965, that describes or discloses your months of coverage, you could still submit your return. It would still be processed. The IRS still reserved the right to penalize you if you didn't have individual market or didn't have minimum essential coverage. But the return, they call it a silent return. It was not going to be systematically rejected. And so what this really was we called it a rule of administrative convenience, where the government said, sure, we'll accept your return. We still reserve the right to penalize you, but we're not going to systematically reject your tax return because it's silent on individual mandate compliance. And part of the reason, or maybe the main reason, that this was in place for 2016 was President Trump's very first executive order on the ACA the day after he took office. If you remember, he directed the agencies to ease the burden on individuals under the ACA. And so the IRS's response was to continue to allow these silent returns to be submitted. Going forward, starting this year with our calendar year 2017 tax returns that'll be filed in early in 2018, you must either check the box or attach the appropriate form. Otherwise, your return will be subject to being systematically rejected and your refund won't be processed if you're owed one.
That's definitely incentive then to do what you need to do for that part. So anything else, the 1095 forms, do they need to be included?
No, you don't have to attach the 1095 forms to your tax return. You generally will use the information from that return to demonstrate your months of coverage. I mean, obviously, if you had coverage all 12 months, you don't really need to wait for your 1095C form. You know you were covered, you can check the box. But if you've had, a month or two where you might not have been covered earlier in the year, maybe you would wait to get your 1095C form. There's another issue that comes up from time to time is that many tax preparers, since they kind of need to substantiate what they're filing for you, they may not feel comfortable signing off on your return until they see that 1095C form. They want to, they know that you're saying you had coverage all 12 months, but they want to see the actual form. And that's understandable as a tax preparer. So we do hear that issue from employers from time to time when the employee is saying, where's my 1095-C? I need it for my taxes. It's like, well, you know, you don't need it, but your tax preparer is saying, no, we can't sign off on it until you give it to us. And so, you know, getting those forms out in a timely manner is just going to make it easier for your employees to get their returns filed.
Okay, that does make sense, because that's the exact situation that we usually hear about. It's the tax preparers who are asking for the 1095-C forms, and then the employees are looking for them, and the employers are contacting us to find out if we can help with that. So that definitely makes sense. Well, okay, I think that's fairly cut and dry. Make sure that you answer line 61 on your 1040 if you want to get your refund, and you provide the substantiation if necessary if you were without coverage for a few months, so that you don't get penalized, or that you get everything that you need to get. Well, Stacy, thanks so much for explaining this one to us. If you have questions about this, you want to talk about it further, you can contact me, Sarah Gillespie, at Sarah G, S-A-R-A-H-G, at lpinsurance.com. We'd be happy to talk to you about this or any other benefits related issue. Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks, Stacy.
Thanks, Sarah. Have a good day, everyone.